Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Talking like dudes talk.
Dude, bro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You have Prince Charles in your Deadpool, Nate.
The king? No, I don't.
Yeah, they're planning his funeral.
Yeah, it sounds like a big old draft board for him.
Yeah, it does.
Mom really hosed him on the whole reigning crown thing, didn't she?
She was a bitch, man.
She really screwed him.
I don't care about the royal family at all, obviously, but she was a bitch. I mean, that guy should have been king years ago. She was just walking around. You know,
living.
Yeah.
He gets to be king for like 14 minutes.
Right. Just staying alive and breathing.
Yes.
How would his life?
You can't abdicate the throne and give it to him, you know.
How would his life have been different if he would have been king earlier?
I think he would have been king earlier if the Princess Di thing didn't happen.
He gets a special hat.
He left her and got his went with his lover he knew from years ago.
Right, you know, but what are his were his duties?
You said duties.
Yeah, you'd be the king. You'd be the king instead of Prince Charles, man.
Yeah, he would have been making
all rolling in dough. Just a ceremonial thing, right?
And they would have had to change the lyrics to the song earlier.
Yeah,
he just gets a different hat, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's the king.
He gets the hat.
Yeah. The king hat.
He's the king hat.
The hat.
Right.
The king hat, yeah. I think it's funny when they refer to royal duties.
Right.
Like, oh, what do you
but
show
suck?
Up to
I realize
heavy is the head that wears the king hat.
I realize a funeral for a royal is complicated and timely and takes money and planning. But if you're still fighting cancer, you could discuss this behind my back, but don't say it out loud, you know?
Yeah, of the people...
He's really sick, man.
He's like, I want the horse and carriage.
Yeah.
Unless he's listed under something else besides King Charles or Prince Charles, there's only 14 people that have him picked. So if he goes before the end of the year...
People beat that kind of cancer. I think next year you're right, Puss, if he makes it. I mean, Jimmy Carter's still alive, by the way.
What kind of cancer is it?
Prostate,
okay. Yeah. Well, that's beatable. But if they're planning his funeral...
But the prognosis, what you're reading now, is that it's really not good.
No, it's bad, yeah.
They don't expect him to really make it, I don't think.
That's what it sounds like to me. You know?
He is really very unwell.
A funeral would indicate that they don't think he's going to make
it. Tyler's right. This is not your average funeral. This is a royal funeral. There's a lot to plan. I get that they need
shutting
to have
down a whole city is a royal funeral, right?
Shutting down a whole country.
True.
And all the TV networks.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, "Hey, dude. I mean, I got a test again tomorrow. Relax. Let's see what happens."
Yeah. A source described as an old friend.
How long was he the king? Maybe a year or two.
Yeah. I mean,
two maybe.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
It says, of course, he's determined to beat it, and they're throwing everything at it. Everyone is staying optimistic, but he is really very unwell, more than they're letting on.
If you beat it more, less chance you're getting prostate cancer. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, true.
21 times a month. Either have an orgasm with a woman or a guy or yourself. Yeah.
He has been king less than a year.
Just bust.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
less than a year, right?
His coronation was May 6th of 2023.
Right.
That's yeah, when but, he got the king hat.
But he actually
he did
took
get the king hat.
He actually took.
Does
the,
he have like a what do they call those long sticks?
A scepter.
Yes.
Scepter,
yeah. Right. Does he have one of those?
I think there
king
is one.
Stick. I call them king sticks.
King sticks.
King sticks.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he sits in the king chair.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think he technically took the throne right after she died, but they didn't have the coronation for like 6 months.
You can't have that power vacuum.
She died in September of 22.
There's no power. They don't do anything. They shake hands.
But they waited. They waited for the actual pomp and circumstance.
Right. They didn't crown him until May 6th of last year.
But I don't want to wish death upon William, but once he becomes king, the funniest thing that could happen is he dies, and then the king is a 10-year-old kid.
It's a kid. Yeah. It's a kid.
And he's just ordering fruit snacks for everybody.
Well, hasn't that happened several times?
He's the best. Right.
Throughout history, we have an 8-year-old king somewhere.
It's been a long time.
But not in modern history when people live a little longer.
Right, not modern history, but it's not unprecedented that there's an 8-year-old king.
Yeah,
there to be a 10-year-old king that, like, you know, they've got those big rooms where the throat is, and he just wheels in on his shoes.
Okay, now this says King Charles.
He's skateboarding around the palace, and nobody can yell at him, you know.
This says they have not.
He's spanking girls' asses. What's up?
Yeah.
They have not admitted what kind of cancer it is, but they have said that it wasn't prostate cancer.
Okay. That's worse, yeah.
So that's not as good.
All right.
And it also says here that the preparations for his funeral began the day after mom was buried.
Oh, they do it anyway.
So apparently
he was sick, though. He was sick.
But maybe
so we don't know the details there.
They may just have a continuing plan in place for if they have to do a royal funeral.
The minute you get the king hat, they start planning your funeral.
It sounds kind of like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of leaked differently, though. It said they're planning it because he's sick, is what I read.
Yeah. I don't know. I would assume there's always some sort of contingency plan.
Just gets hit by a bus or something like that.
I'm the king.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
I do want a 10-year-old king. But, you know, William's too young. All of a sudden, he dies.
Well, even this. Well, that guy's like my age.
Think about it.
I'm the king of England.
Like, Queen Elizabeth was coronated when she was like 18.
Yeah.
Well, she was
like, how she reigned for 70 years.
Yeah. Can't they just stop this? It's the stupidest thing.
They can. It's dumb. It's dumb. But it's a tourist attraction.
My wife's a princess.
Mm-hmm. Right. No,
yeah, but whatever. We also live in a country that doesn't have much room to talk for, well, this is the way we've always done it, so this is the way we're going to do it.
True.
We do a lot of dumb things that we could just stop doing, too.
Trump
wants to be king.
No, he wants to be...
You have to bow in front of King Charles.
Right.
The king is just kind of a figurehead. He wants to be a dictator.
That's right. He wants to be a dictator. Yeah. Try the dictators, by the way.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, Pat writes, good morning, guys. I drive the state of Nebraska for work. I see a lot of different chips. The other day, I came across spicy queso Funyuns.
Oh.
That's going to be a fart factory.
I saw those at the store last night.
You are going to stink out of both ends.
Great graphics on a bag.
I looked at it for a second, and then I said, nah.
You're on the road, Todd. You're on vacation. Treat yourself, man.
Love it. First taste if you're a
queso Funyuns.
Funyun junkie. And then Michael says, yeah,
they do sell. Aren't Funyuns actually pretty good for you?
Oh, I doubt it.
No, I think you're thinking of pork rinds.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, pork rinds, they have no carbs.
Right.
I think that's the upside of pork rinds.
Yeah, but you're right.
There's no way they're good for you.
Right.
But they're really good.
Yeah, they are. And they do have boxes of kettle chips that come in 4 varieties at Sam's Club.
Uh-huh. See?
And Pringles also puts their brand on. Crocs makes a pair of shoes, some footwear with Pringles logos on
them. Nick doesn't
wear
Crocs because he's not a douchebag.
Well, these Pringle ones, maybe.
Yeah. There's an exception to every rule.
Are there long tube crocs? Like at the stick at the
yeah, they should be
at
longer.
The end of the crocs
right.
be longer tube.
Oh,
yeah.
See,
the,
now these
so
are they cool. Should like not, clown they should not arrive
shoes.
In a box. Right. The cool part of these is that the little heel strap is made to look like the Pringles man's mustache.
I know kids still wear crocs, but Nick's not a kid, you know.
Yeah, but he could do the Pringles croc show and work up to the underwear show.
I'll wear socks and sandals. It's not like a fashion show.
I see grown people wearing crocs every day, man.
So do I.
I
laugh at them behind their back, but I see it.
I don't mind like teenage guys. I've seen them.
Not uncommon on the golf course.
The young king can get those I see can get guys crowns to put on his crocs.
Wearing the crocs on the golf course.
Yeah, we all like slip-on shoes.
Course.
I mean, I like slip-on Skechers, but I'm not going to wear Crocs, man. You know, whatever. I don't think I could pull off the Crocs. You know,
did the golf course Crocs have spikes on them?
I don't know.
I've seen them with them.
Yeah,
yeah,
really.
I've seen golf spikes. I don't know if they still make them, but years ago they
slide around in those things too. So that's kind of defeats the purpose, you know.
Yeah,
not exactly. That's strong on your feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you need to have the golf shoes kind of tied down.
All right.
That's another.
We
one
are fashion that. Statements. Yeah. I'm sitting there in a wife beater. Everybody's got hoodies on. We all got hats.
I think golf shoes are one of the biggest scams in the world. You don't need golf shoes.
Nobody buys the original
golf
shoes anymore. You know those old school ones.
It's the same people that said you got to spend 3 months of your salary on a wedding ring.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Sneakers. I mean, good sneakers.
And I've been sucked into that for God. I've been golfing since I was a teenager.
I was sucked in too.
I always had golf shoes, and just recently I'm thinking, no, I could wear the sneakers I have on.
Right.
Your feet don't slip.
My golf shoes didn't fit anymore, so I just started wearing sneakers. I never bought new ones. I just wear good sneakers when I'm on the course.
And anymore, they've pretty much eliminated the spikes on a lot of golf shoes.
You can't do those anywhere, right?
Well, the plastic spikes. But most new golf shoes
are just grips.
They have little nubs on the bottom, and that's about it.
Nub.
I've still got one a pair with the actual plastic spikes on them.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. Does anybody have metal spikes?
Oh, those are banned. I don't think you can wear those on most courses.
Well, I'm sure you could wear it at a
you and I wore those for years,
something.
Todd. We wore those for years, man.
Our first pairs of golf shoes were metal spikes.
You still can barely hit the ball, right?
Yeah. I just wear football cleats.
So I saw this story, speaking of sports, and there's a reason you can't have anything, any kind of marking on your club when you're pitching.
Oh, this is Fox News all day today.
Including the American flag, because when a pitcher winds up, I remember when I was playing ball years ago, a pitcher went out there and he just had like this white dot. The glove was made that way, like it was a white dot on his glove. And I think it was like high school, and they went out. And they just took like a Sharpie and colored it in because the pitcher's arm moves forward with the glove, and anything that's distracting on that glove distracts the batter. So this dumbass for the Cubs had an American flag on his glove, and you can't pitch that way. What do you say? I'm just trying to represent my country?
Yeah.
Shut up.
And then, you know, people who go to the social media, all they read is the headline.
I wouldn't even look at that.
Hey, yeah. Major League Baseball disrespected
the
show.
You know the rules. You can't have anything on your – you can wear it in the field. You can wear it in the field, but you can't wear it when you're pitching.
Specifically if there's a shade of white.
Yeah, that's right. There's a shade of white on it.
And there
right.
are shades of white in the American flag.
Yeah, that's right. the quote I'm seeing here from the right. Cubs manager. It says pitcher's gloves, they're pretty strict about not having white on the glove.
Exactly.
That's just – that's the rules.
That's the rules.
It's just the rules. Doesn't matter what the white is.
Yeah, but scroll through the comment section of anything on social media, and you can tell people don't read the article. They read the headline, and then they react.
Reading is for pussies.
In America, we have American flags in our pitcher's gloves. What the F? Shut up.
No.
I was surprised every new pitcher that came into the game.
I wasn't gesturing. I almost said a puss. I was so pissed.
I could tell.
I totally almost said that. Go ahead, Nick.
Any pitcher that came into that game, I just went through, like, the umpires looked at the glove.
Yes.
The entire glove. Made sure there's not pine tar.
Nothing white on that thing is the keys because it distracts the batter. If something white would flip her, you would think it's a ball, whatever.
Figures they don't want anything white.
When you have a half second to pick up the ball and identify what the pitch is as a hitter, you don't need anything else distracting you.
God. Just
that seems very easy.
No, I think that rule has been in place for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Long time, Todd. But,
go ahead and do 2 hours of conservative talk radio.
Well, you can't cover a trial.
Major League Baseball.
You can't cover a trial, their hero.
Hates the soldiers.
Right. Exactly.
That's just dumb.
Rachel Underwear, a little bit here coming up. I don't want to say that anymore. People think it's my joke. It was Todd's joke. And I don't want to claim
Yeah, you're
that
starting
at all.
To own it.
I don't want to own that at all. She's probably heard right. it first speak coming out. No.
And that was like 6:15.
I know. Rachel Ware will be here.
I was still drunk. Finally sobered up a little bit.
George Lopez also going to phone the program. Nick's doing some comedy this weekend.
Yeah, tonight, Tyler Walsh and I will be at Fremont RD's place. And tomorrow night, Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse in Smithland, Iowa.
All right. You're with Walsh, right? Both times?
Yeah, both nights.
All right. Have fun. Come on back.